Yeah, today some of you asked me to talk about my meditation experiences. I will talk only on the last day. Because your experience, my experience will not be the same. Cannot be the same. And if I talk about the whole series of the experience, meditators get more confused. That is why only you experience, that is your experience, right? Today, if I talk about my experience, all of you will get answer. Today, I had asked you, right? I asked most of you today, what did you see, what did you find, what did you found, how do you understand about this? If I talk about that today, you already got the answer. So I won't talk. Maybe tomorrow night, let us talk about the experience and so on and so forth. That may be useful when you go back and when you do practice yourself. As long as you are practicing here, you shouldn't know anything about it. Right? You go home, yes, you should know. When you come across something, some difficulties, you can understand about that. That is why I think I will talk about only tomorrow night. Today, a little bit meditation experience, and I want to talk about about the Buddhism for knowledge, right? First of all, one of the statements all of us know, the first noble truth. What is the first noble truth? What is the first noble truth? You know four noble truth, right? Huh? Who know the four noble truth? Have you heard about that? You know Four Noble Truth? You don't know? You had never heard about it? Four Noble Truth? Noble Eightfold Path? Have you heard about it? Oh, Mr. President. What's the first Noble Truth? Okay, let's see. Life is suffering, right? So Buddhism started by suffering. Meditator can accept this idea, life is suffering. You suffer a lot, right? I also suffer a lot today. So many questions, which will never get answer in the meditation retreat. In fact, the person interview, the meditation teacher asks you, what is your experience? You cannot ask the question. Before you ask, do that, do this, that's all. You ask, you will be shocked. Don't ask. Today, I got a lot of questions. Before I ask them, they ask me first. So what can I do? Not many people, yes, so I answer. So yeah, life is a suffering. First of all, let us think. The Buddha said that life is a suffering. It's a Buddhism. Buddhism believe it. The Buddha, I think all of you are Buddhists, right? Maybe not Buddhist. Okay, it's only concepts, all right? I will talk about the life is suffering. He did not say that human life is a suffering. He said, life is suffering. Can you agree with that statement? Not really, right? So he stayed there one more, and he said the entities, being or conception or living in our mother's womb, is suffering. And aging, getting older and older, is a suffering. And having disease is a suffering. Yes, these three occasions are right too. The suffering true. And in another occasions, when you have to associate with who you dislike, when you had to use the instrumentals which are not comfortable, you suffer. The fourth noble truth. The fourth one. The fifth one, when you have to go away from who you love, who you like, and when you have to go away from where you love and what you love, it's a suffering. It's a truth, right? The last thing, when the dreams do not come truth, that is suffering. Seven situations of the suffering. These are truth, dukkha, dukkha, real suffering. True? It's a really suffering. So really suffering, who understands that? Everyone understands it. A dog understand, right? A dog also understand that. You beat it, the dog feel pain. Dog thinks it's a suffering. He understands. The foolish people understands. So that means the dukkha is a real dukkha. The Buddha said, these, when you come across these occasions, it's suffering. But let us see a little bit deeper than that. He did not say human life is a suffering. So our human life, let us say the middle, right? Second level, or anyway, some beings, some lives are less fortunate than us, right? Who are they? Animals, insects, no knowledge, dogs. If we understand that, if we agree with that, we also understand some beings are much better than our life. Is that true? Do you believe some people are more fortunate? Their life is much better than us. Can you believe that? Can you believe it? You think your life is best? You think so? No, unlikely. Some existence, some beings' life are much better than us. So let us consider, let's look. When we look down, when we look on the animals, like the insects, how can we feel that? The life is suffering? You think so? For some, a pig. Do you think pig's life is suffering? From your point of view, not pig's point of view. From my point of view, the animals, the mouse, the rat, all animals, all insects, from our point of view, their life is not very desirable. Truth? Do you want to be big? Okay, point your fingers if you do. Nobody points. From our point of view, the animal's life is not very desirable, not very nice. Yes, the life is suffering. We look from our point of view. But you ask the dog, do you think your life is suffering? The dog was replying, so no, I don't think so. My life is all right. The dog's life is never suffer from a dog's point of view. A pig's life is never suffering from the pig's point of view. They are still loving their life, still love to live longer. True? But from now on, we are intelligent than the animals, so we don't want to be their life. Dogs, maybe the dog is on the BMW, but he cannot go whatever he wants, all right? Only his boss let him go, he can go. So this life, so what I mean is that from our point of views, their lives are always suffering. They don't get what they want. They get what they don't want, mostly. But from their point of view, their life is all right. They don't want to die. They want to live longer. They love to live. They never think their life is suffering. How about human life? We look our life from our point of view. We never think life is suffering. Develop your spiritual presence. Develop your understanding. Develop your knowledge. You will feel that your life is not very good. This level of the knowledge and this life, quite okay. Stupid mind and stupid life. We are enjoying ourselves. That's true. You develop your mind, knowledge. You have a higher knowledge. You have a deeper understanding. You cannot satisfy with your life. At the moment, you feel that your life is not very nice. It's from our point of view, right? So, if somebody like the Buddha, he has no mental weaknesses, no worry, no sorrow, something like no nothing at all, negative activities. From his point of view, he reminds us, life is not very good. Your life is not very good. Suffering, trying to develop. Only when you develop your knowledge, you will understand the reality of your life. You do not develop your knowledge and understanding level, you always satisfied with your life. Develop your knowledge. That is why he stated the first noble truth. But we never think, because our knowledge and our life is quite all right. So first thing means life is suffering. From his point of view, it's really possible. If we accept it, if we agree with the animal's life is suffering, we must accept from the Buddha and the higher exist, higher beings and more deeper understanding. If those people see that our life is suffering, yes, we must accept it. Life is not very good. Maybe it is like a magical or how can I say, not practical. More or less, personally, I believe it's something like a God. I don't mean capital letter God, right? I mean the small letter God, I believe that. Yes, they are existing. Even though we cannot see that. They are supported only by previous karma. Their life is so luxurious. Very relaxed life. From their point of view, our life is so struggle. A lot of problems. We worry for money, for making, for living or anything. We have a lot to do there. But our knowledge and our life is match each other. That is why we never see the life. But the Buddha did not cover the truth. So he showed the truth. Maybe you accept it or not. That is true. Just develop understanding level, outlook on life. You can satisfy with your life. It's the main point. Only when you cannot satisfy with your present life, you want to get a higher life. That's why he stated life is suffering. I accept it. Logically, or in other point of view, nothing can deny it. From those deeper knowledge, those who have deeper knowledge, if they look on our life is suffering. From our point of view, crazy people's life, stupid people's life is suffering, or animals' life is suffering. The same way, how can we understand? Some people ask me, how do you feel? My life is okay. The same answer you ask a doctor will answer, but he cannot speak, of course, right? But he will feel that he doesn't want to die. So what the Buddha meant is, this life is not very desirable. Develop knowledge, go to the higher life. Develop to get the deeper understanding. It's the first noble truth. What the Buddha's advice about it is, I think some of you heard, Adai Adnonato, I think you know that. You rely on yourself. In English, you have a once, right? You rely on yourself. Have you heard about it? No. You? Buddhism? The Buddhist monks always give a talk about that. You rely on yourself. Buddha always encourage you. You depend on yourself. You rely on yourself. Yes, that's the truth. So, but sometimes we forget it. How can we rely on ourselves? Very few Dharma speakers mention about it. They always talk about the life. You rely on yourself. The Buddhism encourage you to rely on yourself. Self-reliance. But mostly, the Buddha's most important teaching is missing. Adanahi Sudhantina. By disciplining yourself. Otherwise, you cannot rely on yourself. By disciplining yourself. Is it the Buddha's teaching? You yourself can be your reliance. He treats us as an adult, not as a child. Even though you cry, the Buddha will not give you rewards, sweet or candy. Try to get it. That is the Buddha's teaching. We cannot get something free from the Buddha's teaching. So you rely on yourself. You must rely on yourself. No one can be your reliance. Second stanza. That one, Adnahi Sudhantina. By disciplining yourself, not any other way. You must discipline yourself. And you can rely on yourself. So, right. So, how is it difficult when we're trying to discipline ourselves? No? Meditation is nothing, we're disciplining ourselves. True? But still missing. I ask you, first of all, to discipline your steps. Always it should be left and right, not very faster than that. You cannot discipline something very fast. I'm very late, you already just sometimes run and sometimes jump. Or I also ask you, okay, discipline your eyes. See, only 4 to 5 feet. It's a practicing. We are disciplining ourselves, nothing. Meditation also another meaning, right? No, we are trying to discipline our action and behaviors and including the eyes and the mouth, everything. So, eyes also very difficult to discipline. I suggest you to see whenever you walk, please look ahead 4 to 5 feet. When you have to look a little bit far, please mindfully, slowly, and look at that, and you cast down yourself. Discipline. How can we discipline our eyes? I think 90% or maybe 75%, some of you are still missing something like that. How is it difficult, right? So, meditation, so can we ask, what is it there? Nothing. We are developing our disciplining skill, disciplining power, right? So that we can rely on ourself. So when the meditation time, what we are disciplining, mind, forget about it a little bit more difficult. We discipline our steps, speedy life to slower life. Your life is so speedy, so slower than that. Control, discipline. Your eyes look so far. So trying to cast down it. Less seeing, less distress. You see more distress. So we discipline our eyes, especially our physical body, eyes and ears, we're trying to discipline. By disciplining ourselves, of course, we can rely on ourselves. Maybe I will show the another diagram. Maybe this is a rules and a regulation, for example. Some people are like that. These are rules and regulation, right? Maybe law or anything can be considered. Some people are walking or living their life in this way. That means they are not disciplined people. They always follow their feeling. They do not care about the laws and the rules and the regulations. According to their feeling, they never hesitate to break or breach laws and regulations. This person cannot rely on himself. Remember, I understand Singapore, the best point is disciplining. Otherwise, you will disappear. Too small. But now I see the very discipline. Right? I'm not talking about the politics, right? I'm sure Singaporeans are very disciplined. But I understand second stage discipline. Discipline? This person breaking, right? For example, like in my country, the people never hesitate to break the rules. After the military government, they don't care. So in Singapore, it's like that. This is the rules and regulation. Most of the Singaporeans, I don't mean all, they are living or they are walking their life in this way. Do they break the rules? They don't. Are they going straight forward? No. Most Singaporeans, no. Here in Singapore, I mean that law and rules and regulations are very thick and very strict. That is why most of the Singaporeans, I don't mean Singaporeans, all human beings are like that. Rules and regulations are very strict, very thick. You still have a cane, right? True? In Singapore? Cane. Cane punishment, you still call it, yeah? Very few countries get this fine in this world. Never mind. So I mean, I found that many Singaporeans after living in 4 years, mostly a human nature, they are living in this way. They do not break the rules. They do not break the regulations or law. But they are not walking very straightforward within the rules in this way. But they don't break the laws. Good, this one, discipline. Of course, much better than the others. The last one, what the Buddha wanted to is, you are living in this way. You don't need rules, you don't need rule regulation. Yes, of course, you have a rule. But you are going straight for a rule and regulation is nothing, right? You rely on yourself. So you never smoke, you don't like smoke. So don't smoke, the rule is not for you, right? I'm a monk, I never drink, for example. Don't drink here, the rule is not for me, I'm living myself. So in fact, humans, or I believe that, as a Buddhist, monks or laymen, we should try to rule ourselves. What the Buddha wanted to be is this one, the last one. Rules and regulations and laws are not much important to you. You are living yourself straightforward. Rules are still beside you. If we are living in this way, but we need a rules and a regulation, but you're trying to discipline, it's all right. So let us see that when we are doing meditation, we're trying to live in this way within the 60, I mean, right? We're trying to live in this way. Rules and regulations are not about us. We're trying to discipline ourselves. We rule ourselves. So what he meant is trying to discipline yourself, and you can rely on yourself. That means you are not relying on the rules and regulations. Law, nothing. You never had idea to trafficking the drugs or anything. The rules are nothing, right? You never do. You never committed. You have never ideas. Singaporean capital punishment. You have never had such idea. You are going straight for the rule is not for you. No, you do not smoke. Maybe some area, non-smoking area, the rule is nothing for you. Because you have already disciplined yourself. So just discipline yourself. Rules and regulations are not for you. So what the Buddha means, rely on yourself. No one can be your reliance. How can you rely? By disciplining yourself. Meditation, yes, we are disciplining. Discipline your eyes. I know you want to look very far. You want to look around. I know. I suggest discipline your eyes. Because we are always looking around, never trying to discipline our eyes. Now try. So look shorter, look far. What's the difference? Even no different, discipline. Try. But benefit is there. Even there is no any other benefits, trying to discipline is a practice. Step, we always are going very fast. Singaporeans are faster than others. So we're trying to slow down. So when I walk faster, what? Even nothing, try to discipline it. Tell me, can you discipline your desires? Once you can discipline desire in your daily life, you can discipline a lot of things. Very difficult, right? So meditators, here I'm coming across. The four things meditators shouldn't do that. What do you think? According to the Buddha's teaching, meditators usually committed and also shouldn't be there. The Buddha said four things. First, Patsaramada. That means love to talk. Meditator should not love to talk. On the other hand, once you are doing meditation, trying to stop, trying to discipline your desire to talk. Meditator shouldn't talk. Only one thing you have to talk. Okay, talk a little bit. Short form. Desire. I don't talk, I discipline my mouth, I don't talk. So what? Even nothing, discipline yourself first. But more or less in meditation time, talking is very bad. Not only to you, the voice comes to others' ears. Coughing or yawning, we do not say anything, it's natural. Talking is not natural. You can stop. Coughing, you cannot stop. Okay, do that. But talking, you can control, you can discipline. One thing, meditator shouldn't love to talk. Second, Nidaramada, shouldn't love to sleep. Tell me, once you try to meditate, try to have less sleep. We believe the Buddha slept only 2 hours a day. His schedule was so tight. Not only human being, other invisible being also came to him to find the solution. He's a very famous consultant. Truth, yes. And whenever they got the problem, they came and approached the Buddha and asked their problems. The Buddha was so busy about this thing. So we believe he slept only 2 to 4. Before he got up. So second point, don't love to sleep, trying to have less sleep hours. As a meditator, but most of the meditators love to sleep. Finally, previously you cannot sleep when you are sitting. When you go back from meditation retreat, you are expert. Even when you are sitting, you can sleep very well. Your neck, okay, still stay forward. I'm also like that. Nobody knew I'm sleeping. Sleeping. Next, some people sleep maybe like that. When I was young, my neck still same. Doesn't not. I'm sleeping, but neck is same. Position also same. Nobody knows I'm sleeping. Yeah, really. But this is the Buddha's advice. Let's sleep, please. Second, what do you think? Eat. Don't love to eat. Or don't eat so much until your stomach 100% full. Now we are meditating on the breath. Sometimes you are meditating on the stomach, rising and movement in stomach. But you made it on the rising and falling. If stomach is already full, 100% full, how it goes, sir? How it come down? Nothing can go down, yeah? Some meditators complain about it. Oh, yeah, stomach is full. So, another Buddha's very remarkable advice, notable advice. You are doing something seriously, like a meditation. Sleep or eat, maybe mouthful, 4 or 5 mouthful, less than normal. Otherwise, you cannot see your meditation object or you will be more sleepy. You mean? Yes, a little bit. Okay. You always eat 25 spoons. Maybe you take only 20 spoons if you are going to do meditation and then drink water. I don't know how many, but how can you adjust? The one thing is eat a little bit less than usual if you're going to do meditation. Otherwise, cannot move. Already full, 100% full, right? So that means a little bit here. Less eat. Do not love to eat. And the last one is, do not love to or should not love to make friends or obligations or duties. If you come to meditation center with the duties and the obligations, something to worry about, somebody to worry about, you can do that. So that means when you go to the meditation retreat, forget about everything. I will do that for 7 days. Cat, don't call me. Something happened, never mind, I can do. Believe it or not, so far I had, okay, I didn't know, could not be around with my parents when they were passed away. I was always doing something when my father and mother passed away. I cut down, also cut down, something happened. True. My father's time, I wasn't around. My mother's time, I was here. So what? They want to see me a monk. Okay, I fulfill their desire. Even though I was there, my mother would die. I'm not a doctor. So nature, I cannot change. The one thing is that I did my best for them. Really, sometimes we need to cut down. I don't say you do like that. But more or less, you have to have a less than worry and obligation. If you cannot leave them alone, but I don't. You can do meditation, sure. It's for meditators, right? Let's sleep, please. Let's food, please. Let's talk, please. Less obligation, please. This is the Buddha's advice. But mostly meditators have one of them, a very expert. Some don't have an obligation, but they love to talk. Yes. 1 or 2 days, they keep it quiet. And 3 or 4 days, start to talk. Feast are a bit familiar, right? Not very strange. So start to talk. Please, let's talk, let's eat, and let's sleep, and let's communication. That's all. Less obligation is the Buddha's advice. Okay, now let us talk about some meditation experience. First of all, when we concentrate on our either breath or stomach, the one thing we come to see first is called clear comprehensions, clear understanding or clear awareness. Something like you are watching to the second person. I am not giving you answer for tomorrow interview, right? Don't use this answer. I'm saying just experience. When I ask, well, how do you see, please don't use this answer tomorrow. Clear comprehension. Very clear. First you meditate, you watch. Nothing at all at that moment. Pair, arising, falling also. Only you have arising, falling and two meditative mind. Sometimes we feel that like two things. Something like we are watching other people. We are observing like other people. I mean, observing like you. Like that. The mind is like that. The object is like that. Two different. Not same. Now, our concentration is a bit weak, so we cannot differentiate. Later, but it's very clear. Something like you are watching a movie. Same there. You are watching your breath. Your mind stuck on it. You clearly understand the pair of the movement or the pair of the breath. Later part, we come to understand the nature of the object. So, according to the teaching, it says that in a very big way, nama rupa prichita, differentiation between mind and matter. Right? Mind and matter. Have you heard about that? The life is a combination of mind and matter. True? Matter means physical composition. So the life is physical composition and mind. That's all. Basically. So, and the vipassana. So some people say the vipassana is vipassana. We don't understand in this way when you are doing meditation. Now we see that what the Buddha is teaching is life is a combination of material components or material form or physical forms and the other spiritual or consciousness. Combination of these two, mind and matter, is it called life. Once you understand, it's called one basic vipassana jnana or basic insight knowledge. You see and you understand, you realize the difference between mind and matter or material situation or composition. In meditation, you will not see in this way. So I say, if you have read this book, you got confused. Your experience won't be the same. Something like that. Something like you are watching second body. Of course, this one is a meditative mind. The other one is meditation object. So meditation object is materials. Meditative mind, it's a mind. So at the moment, even though you do not know, you are differentiating first knowledge, mind and matter, mind and matter. You have nothing. You have only mind and matter. Or on the other hand, meditative mind and a meditation object. You have only two. Your mind stuck on that object. Some people are making noise you can't hear. Your mind really deep on it, rooted on it. It's called concentration, right? If your mind is staying in this way, see and observe this meditative object clearly, so you come to understand the nature of the object first. Usually, you meditate on the breath. On the other hand, our meditation object is the air. Scientifically, what is the characteristic of the air? How the air can do that? In your science study. Air, the air, the wind. What is the significance or characteristic of the air? What are you studying now? University? Physics? Are you studying physics? Huh?
Pure?
Huh? Oh, how you understand about the air? What the air do? What the air does? Slow. Flow. Okay. Let's say the air usually make the things. The characteristic of the air is a movement, right? Sometimes the air push, sometimes the air pull, sometimes the air flow up. Let us summarize it. The characteristic of the air is movement. And meditator come to see the movement. Feel it in all over the body. Okay, how about the your biology? Do you agree the some airs in our body, inside the body? Yes, right? The truth, the airs are all over the body. Movements. So when we are doing meditation, the first thing we come to understand is the movement. Sometimes, like a blowing up. Sometimes, the wind going out, sometimes pushing, sometimes the body is not stable. It's very clear. First of all, I say that the wind, now we are using the breath is in fact the wind or the air. The first thing we have to understand is the characteristic of the wind. Mostly movement. Sometimes push, sometimes pull, sometimes blow up, sometimes lift. These things are characteristic of the wind element. So on the other hand, the people say it's a four element meditation. Never mind, forget about it. You will come to understand the nature of the wind first. Sometimes we don't get this because of our physical condition and mental inclination. Sometimes we don't get the air element. Even though we are doing meditation here, sometimes we got heaviness and lightness, hardness and softness. Mostly, if we don't get the characteristic of the wind, sometimes we got the heaviness or hardness and softness. Is it called the earth element? Somebody did get, now some of you get it. Slivers, right? We do not know where does the saliva come from. Not only the saliva, sweat, irresistible sweat. We shouldn't get sweat in the air conditioner room. But when you are meditating or when the characteristic of the water element is clear when we are understanding the nature of the water element. Automatically we get the water in a fluidity. We believe the characteristic of the water is a fluidity, including runny nose, tears, teardrops, sometimes slivers, sometimes sweat. Nothing somebody is worried about it. I'm nothing wrong, but my nose block. Never mind. It's one of the experience. Don't ask me, is it good or bad? I don't say good or bad. Both can be. But there is the experience. You can escape it. Runny nose, nothing but block. Other people do not get the runny nose. Other people get teardrops. They don't sad. They don't feel sad. They are not crying. But the teardrops are still there. But some people got a slivers. A lot of slivers. And then they get that and then swallow and then swallow again and again. But in Singapore, do not spit, right? It's a fine. Swallow is a safe. So that means, so what is that? We, our body and face, one of the elements that we got when we are doing meditation, this is a discipline. If the wind element is clearer, sometimes we feel the lightness or floating, right? Movement or pushing, or somebody is pushing you. When you are turning, you are not turning yourself. You feel that somebody is turning you. Very strong mind turning. It's okay, these are characteristics of the wind element and pushing, pulling, or something like that. Sometimes we don't get these things. We get the fluidity. Wow. Slivers, sweat, runny nose, and teardrops. Nothing, no reason. Please do not look for the reason. You cannot find it. Not good enough reason. The one thing is that elements are clear. Don't worry about it. Just aware of that. Sliver, swallowing, meditate on it. That won't be forever. For a while, it's nothing wrong. It's one of the experiences. Right? How about the fire elements? Heat and cold. Here, even though we say the fire elements, the element has two opposite qualities. Heat and then cold. It's also very, how to say, hard to take it when the meditation time. The body, what I say, body is a teaching. We have to learn from this body. The body is a good enough exercise book to understand about ourselves. So when the fire element is clear, sometimes you got a fever. Go to the doctor and then take the temperature, measure temperature, no temperature. When you sit again, you feel that you feel sick and you got temperature. It's hard to take it. But temperature is very little. So what I mean is sometimes when the fire elements are so clear, when we are experiencing these elements, without reason we feel hot. Without reason, we feel cold. You feel hot even though you are sitting in the air conditioner room. Very hot. Sometimes upper body, very hot. Lower body, very cold. Don't worry, nothing. Just meditate. If you, which one is a clearer, cold, cold meditate. If lower body you feel the heat, hot, something like you are sitting on the fire, near the fire like that. Very hard to take it. Yes, it's a challenging. Meditate, heat or cold. Nothing wrong. Don't worry. There's also experience of meditators. Do not expect that I will have this there. May not have exactly the same. The one thing, maybe similar things might happen to you. Not all, maybe one other thing will happen to you. You will have to get over this thing. The first characteristic, these elements will show us first, if we pay attention. Mostly when we are meditating on the air element, most of us feel or understand or aware the nature of the air element first. Right? This is a meditation teacher. Meditation. Meditators' experiences. If once you understand in this way, okay, your concentration level is quite deep. You go back, you can concentrate very well. Of course, meditation, we have to go very far. If you overcome heat, cold, right, something like hardness, softness, the earth element, we call the hardness and softness. Even though sometimes we are walking on the floor, which is very hard, sometimes we feel mat, like a mat. Very soft. Nothing is also another experience. You might feel it. You are sitting on the floor, but it is so soft. You are sitting on the cushion, but it is so tough, so hard. Hardness and softness. Sometimes very hard, like your legs feel like iron. Sometimes we don't feel like my legs. Just trying to meditate longer. Sometimes it's like iron. Nothing. So sometimes the heat. Sometimes we don't see the skin, something very scary like that. But I am very hard, only the hardness there. So meditator, mindfulness, awareness, meditator. Nothing to be worried, nothing to be scared, right? What's that? Your body is teaching. Your meditation object is hardness. Sometimes you feel very soft. Nothing you can do. Don't worry if you feel that. Just meditate on the softness. So mostly these things, hardness and softness, and heat and cold and fluidity and movement or pushing and pulling and lifting, these are usually we experience. And when you overcome this one, yes, your feeling is good. Your feelings are very good. You feel very comfortable. You want that situation. On the other hand, you overcome these hindrances. Hardness, softness. Don't think only hardness is bad. Softness also very bad. Right? Experience, I mean. You feel that when you are sitting, when you are doing meditation, you feel very hard at the floor. It's very, very hard. Very hard to take it. So when you feel the softness, you might feel comfortable, like the sitting on the cushion. Don't feel like the softness also very hard to take. So we meditate, okay, let's make it brief. We meditate when we overcome this one. One stage, we have a quite relaxed feeling and relaxed mind. Right? So today what I'm trying to remind you is you go back and when you do meditation, if something happened to you, something like that, right? May not be exactly say, don't worry, it's nothing. Right? Okay, 10 minutes left. I will stop here. Tomorrow I will continue some of my experience. Today I will stop here. Any question? No question. Okay.
My?
For the Buddha's four advice for meditation.
Oh, these four. You mean you are asking about the four facts, right? The 4 points. Sleeping like that. Oh, yeah. Okay. Not for you. You can sleep, right? And meditator, usually the meditators and those who are trying to trying to do serious things, especially, yes, it's for meditators.
So meditators during,
yes.
Very short, serious
meditation. Not sure, long or short, must follow that. You are meditating maybe 1 year, and you cannot talk so much. You cannot sleep so much. Sleeping is no problem. Yes, in my experience, okay, another thing. Well, I don't know how do you understand which desire is the most difficult to stop. How do you think? You look a philosopher. You look a philosopher. How do you think? Which desire is the most difficult to stop? How do you think?
Obligation.
Okay. How about you? sleep, talk. Okay. Yeah, I agree with that talk. First time when I went to the countryside, I choose the place which where nobody could speak in my language. That means I don't need to talk to anybody. In fact, at that moment, I really fed up with this life. I want to stay alone. It's also another experience somebody did. So I don't want to talk. So I choose the place. So we call Naga people, or one of our dialects. Very remote. They don't wear, yeah? They cover their body partially. Men or women, all same. I went there. About 3 months later, of course, I must agree with that. I missed Burmese food some time. Sometimes I miss my friends. But the one thing I want to do most is I want to talk with somebody. I want to listen to somebody talking. About 3 months later, I felt something wrong with me. Very difficult to take it, right? Only after 3 months later, I was getting along with that, I can cut it off, that desire. I felt something wrong with me. Every day you alone, right? The people know they are doing things that they don't understand. You don't understand them. Nobody to talk. Maybe one or two dogs around them. I cannot talk to the dogs also. So first, very strong desire. Food, yeah, I miss that. Yeah, I want to take it, right? No chicken rice, right? But I miss the Burmese food and the friends and the other desires, of course, I had. But the one thing I want to do, I wanted to do most is I want to talk with somebody. Maybe that person is my enemy. Never mind, I like or dislike. I don't mind. At the moment, I want to talk. The desire is very difficult. That is why I meditated. Bhavaramana, or being talkative is a very big hindrance to the meditator. On the other hand, when you have an experience, you want to talk a lot. Meditators, like a Benjamin, he wants to talk a lot. I must ask him to stop. He stop. Do that. He had a very wonderful experience, right? It's a nature. After the Vipassana, something they see, really appreciate their experience. They want other people to do that. So they always talk about the meditation. The people run away. Don't do that. I say that. Don't do that. People run away. Meditation is so good. Yes, you feel so good. He doesn't feel like that. Stop. But he talk. Very talk much. Previously, he doesn't talk. Shoot, very quiet man. I noticed that. After he having some very good and wonderful experience. He really satisfied with his life. So he wanted his wife to do meditation. He wanted his son and daughter to do meditation. But three of them say no. His wife is a Christian. Why are you doing like that? I'm happy. I don't need to do money. Okay, you suffer yourself. So I say that. So now he was quite relaxed. Okay, never mind. Leave it. But he didn't want to talk. It's true. Now you say you cannot talk. So you want to talk. But later parts, so when you have a good experience, you want to talk. You know that you cannot talk, so you smile first. If somebody smiles at you, you approach and talk. So for us, for me, I have experience. If somebody smiles, I never smile. The meditator want to talk, want to see his experience. Don't smile if somebody smiles at you. I mean, after 2 years meditation, really they love to talk, want to talk. That is the nature. I'm not blaming it. That is the nature. Someone like a boy or child, right? When they have a toy, they want to show everybody, something like that. Meditation, when they have a very good, very wonderful feeling, they want to talk. Wow, 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 like that. The people don't understand that. What are you talking about? They don't interest. They are not interested. Okay. So, your question, okay. Maybe serious meditators. Not for you, okay. Slightly meditators. Happens can talk a little bit, but not very loud, okay, please, right? Can laugh a little bit, okay. But finally, you don't want to laugh. Laugh, but don't make a noise. Laugh is something cannot stop. Some meditators smiling. You see the meditators. I mean, they like a meditation retreat, right? Quite long. They have a very stable meditation situation. Some are smiling. If somebody do not remind, small smile to big smile, are very good. So at that time, the meditators, the teachers, the people are walking around the meditators, and meditate smile, be careful, meditate on the happiness, meditate on the happiness, so they remember. So happiness, big smile becomes smaller. Otherwise, some people, meditators are laughing, even when meditation time. It's another experience. Some meditators are crying, some meditators are laughing. At the situation, we always need to walk around the meditators, see the face, their situation, sitting position, feet. Yes, some they are experiencing some more the meditation experience. According to their experience, we can judge them where they are, something like that. Yes, happiness, sadness come to you. Don't always believe, hope or expect I will be happy. Sometimes very sad. It's also experience. Of course, only when you overcome sadness and happiness, our mind becomes stronger, right? Only we overcome the happiness. How we suffer a lot when we the bad thing come to you. So meditators, it's balancing, right? Yes, you love, but don't make a noise. That's all. I think smiling is enough, right? Not big smile, small smile is okay. Internet. Something is happening in you. Yes. Cool here, you feel cool. It's not external, right? It's a material situation or physical situation. But you yourself, not outside object. It's happening yourself, right? Maybe you're here, your forehead feel like a stone, very hard. Of course, the hardness. Is it not external? Your body, in your mind, in your sensation, that can be vipassana meditation object.
Do you have to go through the four things?
No, not necessary. Only something, only one of them will come to you. But may not be same, but one of them will show you. Maybe sometime that might change. We cannot say exactly. What the meditator can do is something happen, aware of that. And remember, it's nothing wrong. Just experience. That's all.
What to do if some experience stick with them too long? What do we do if some experience not quite good, but is we experience too much of it? Like, for example, you feel too hot or too long, then maybe you got the temperature or something like that. So we just meditate on it.
Yeah, just meditate on it. Just a feeling, in fact, not much. You stop from meditation time, your physical body is alright. Nothing. Mostly physical body got nothing wrong. But when we are meditating, sometimes we're experiencing one of these things, hot and cool. But do not look for, do not expect nothing. So when you're doing meditation, forget everything. Now I have talk. Nothing. Okay, what is that? Is it to stay away?
Is it easy to stay awake?
To stay awake?
With
immediately.
Oh, sorry. Is it easy to stay awake if one has little sleep?
Awake once? I don't understand. Can you write? Can you sleep very little?
Yeah. Can you sleep very little?
So? Me?
And still stay awake.
Ah, yes, yes. King. Just take out. Just practice. Once you cannot concentrate, yes, you feel dizzy. But once you can do meditation quite alright, you are alright. You don't feel dizzy, you stay awake. I mean, you meditate 4 hours, you sleep 4 hours. Usually we sleep only 4 hours, right? Meditation centers. Seriously do that. They sleep only 4 hours. But if you can't do meditation well, you don't feel anything, you will stay awake. Awake. So when you pay attention to something, you don't feel sleepy like that. On the other hand, when you are meditating, our mind also very healthy. Like a sleeping mind. Our mind is very weak, that means mind is jumping, a lot of thoughts and like that. When our mind focuses on particular objects, mind is healthy. Sleeping mind and meditative mind, if you can do it, they're the same. Right? Same. Some people take some time off for meditation from their sleeping hours. It's true. They are very busy people, right? But they have no time to meditate. But after they can do meditation, they take some time off for meditation from sleeping time. No problem. But when this is true, our mind is wandering, jumping one object to another, we feel dizzy, we are not awake. About 10 to 15 minutes, you can concentrate. Okay, is it good enough about 1 hour sleep time? Just concentrate about 10 to 15 minutes, not very long. I believe 10 to 15 minutes of meditative mind is equal to 1 hour sleeping mind. Very relaxed and very fresh. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, not 10 seconds, 50 seconds, right?
from the experience of other people or yourself, right? How soon does it take for you to get into the concentration zone? Once you sit down for meditation,
different people, mostly these 3 to 4 days, meditators physically, they stabilized physically. Now I'm satisfied with your situation. Physically, you are quite stable now compared to others. I mean, not very tough and not very rough. Quite subtle, quite slow, and quite gentle. Physically, now you can sit it down. Compared to other meditators, your situation is a very good situation. The one thing, mentally sit it down, is take a little bit time. Even though physically you are very calm, less pain, you can sit accordingly, you can walk, but mind is still struggling. I think about, if you are doing seriously, it depends. For those who think too much, it's taking longer. For those who does not think, just do that. I think about 7 days later, you are all right. About 7 days. For those who do not think so much, just do that. I think about 7 days, it's all right. So usually, retreats take place about 10 days. 3 days, let them struggle physically. Other 4 or 4 days, let them struggle mentally. could set it down physically, spiritually. Let them have some experience about the meditation, 2 or 3 days. Once you have a 2 or 3 days of meditation experience, you addicted to the meditation. Like a shopaholic, I call it the meditation holic. You can't sleep without meditation. Even though you're too busy, you're too late, at least you meditate about 10 to 15 minutes. If you have time, half an hour. Without meditation, they cannot sleep. They feel something is missing. So I think it's a good, it's a true. Of course, it's better than shopaholic, right? Alcoholic and shopaholic. Meditation holic will be better than the other two. You don't know,
lah. I don't know. When you say meditation makes the mind relax, I mean, after session, my mind feels very tired.
I just want to sleep. Then I say, after I come home, meditation relax. So, how to say, before we can find out what the meditation means, we go back, where God the relax, stiffness, itchiness, heaviness, laziness, and tiredness, all these are there. But you will overcome, I'm sure. Just keep on doing it. At home, you go home. I mean, do not say I have no time. About the 10 to 15 minutes, just take. Just take it every day. Do regularly. You will find that when you go to the retreat, you can do much better. Don't stop with this one. No time, no time, time also problem, right? But the way I understand, as long as we don't understand, we don't think it is important, we have no time. It's our decision. Once we think it is important, we always have a time to do that. True? Your students, your subjects, these are most important, right? So you spend your 90% of the time. You understand it's the most important thing. For the business people, making money is the most important. So they spend 50% of the time to make money. They think it's not very important, they have no time. Something like that, meditation. Some people, they think meditation is important. They are able to find the time to do that. So the one thing, no time or yes time, is how do we understand about that? To say how do we understand, we must have a good experience, right? Without good experience, we don't want to do that. So I want to suggest you is trying to do meditation regularly and trying to get good experience. After that, you don't want to stop. You want to carry on. You want to continue. Even when you are having very tight schedule, it's up to you all. The one thing is that we start to establish the experience first. Depends on, for me, I think before you sleep, the best time, before you sleep. For other people, they say the morning, early morning is best. But it also depends. For me, maybe morning, my mind gets stressed a lot. I don't know mind characteristic, what is the mind behavior. Only when I'm tired, I can do meditation better. When I have a fresh body and a mind, I can do meditation well. I wonder. When I'm getting tired, physically very tired, I can do meditation. There's also the people's, how to say, our individuals, right? As my experience, Singaporeans can do meditation when they are tired. Previously, before I meet you. Before I meet you, I ask them, okay, try. In which time can you do better? When you are getting tired? Or something like coming back from work? Or when you are getting fresh mind and body? As soon as you get a very energetic person, something like that, right? Usually energetic person can do meditation better when they are getting tired. Less energetic person can do better when their body and the mind is fresh. So I think the energy is balancing. Naturally, it's very energetic. And body and the mind is also fresh. Wow, too energetic. Mind is just so very energetic person. Ask them to when they get tired. One of the Buddha's disciples, Ananda, the most energetic man. He became arahat last. Too energetic. Trying too hard. He couldn't get what he wanted. So it's too energetic person. How can he get what he want? Only when he tired. It was a very walking. Very tired. Finally he give up. I won't get what I want. So he relaxed. He give up. At the time he became arahat. Only when he give up he became arahat. So this is the according to our Pali text, he lying down, giving up, and then lying down. Before his head touched to the pillow, he became arahat. Ananda, the Buddha's cousin, he's attentive monk, very energetic one. So mostly Singaporeans are energetic. Very few people are relaxed. So I think you do when you're tired. You can concentrate better. That's it true. But do not let yourself fall asleep. You can concentrate. I think in the morning you will find harder. Because naturally your life have to be energetic, right? Always rushing, rushing, rushing. So you're energetic. I think so. I don't know. After you check yourself, right? Don't follow me. You check yourself. Morning time or afternoon time or before you sleep, you check in which time can I do better. We cannot say definitely. Okay. You check yourself. One more. Okay. How long? Can humans sit? Can sit, yes. I think it depends on the concentration. Even normal concentration, if you have a deep concentration, 2 and 2.5, usually they sit. Experienced meditators sit about 2 hours and 2 hours, 2 hours and 1.5 hours. Other magical or some psychic power, I don't see about this at all. Okay, 7 days, so this is a very magical one. I don't see about that. I like to be practical. Experience and meditate, sit 2.5, about something like that. Sometimes 3 hours. Jhana stage, yes, jhana stage, they can sit longer, yes, one day. If not the teacher say you got the jhana, right? You really attain the jhana, you have no time, you can sit. Real jhana. So long, I can't remember. Sorry. Okay, please speak slowly. Use like your normal time?
Like, I mean, say, this person is meditating and he's sitting like 2.5 hours or like.
Okay.
If I'm not meditating and I'm doing what he's doing, right? And he crossed that, right? Would I harm my body? I mean,
oh, you are not doing meditation.
Yeah, if I'm not.
And if you know, if you don't have attention to some object, I don't think you can sit for 2.5 hours. Maybe if you are watching something you interest, if you are doing something you interest, probably you can sit 2.5 hours. The meditator, he has very enjoyable object right at the moment. Concentration and meditation objects are very good object and subject. If you have some other objects which you impressive, you can sit. Otherwise, I don't think you can sit. But meditators, that is why we are walking, right? Spiritually, even though they are okay, they can sit 2 hours. But physically, their body demands to walk. Even though he has a very higher spiritual practice, after doing meditation, sitting meditation long time, he has to walk. He cannot deny what the physical body needs, what physical body demands. Even though he is okay spiritually, he can sit 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, but he still need to do walking. He can't deny that. You want to sit 2.5 hours? Don't do it too long, right? Okay. No more. Last question. No more question. Okay. 50 cent.
Now, right, what we, this meditation retreat, right, like the four rules that the Buddha said, what you shared with us earlier, right, no talking, lesser sleep, and so forth. But it's during our normal daily life, right, we go out, we interact with other people, we talk to them. Then when we come home, our state of mind, right, is not very suitable for meditation, is it? Like when we come home, it's difficult to get to the meditative state.
I think so. Lifestyle will affect you more or less. I understand that. But though I'm thinking the one thing what you can do is don't think about any other things. In the daily life, we feel it's more difficult to do meditation. So mostly in our country, the lay people, the daily life. If you experience no problem, you can do that. If you are trying to, I think you will find that it's very difficult. So in our country, traditionally, we use the beads or something like that for a while. To keep our concentration, right? First of all, we count the Buddha's attributes, Arahant, Sammasambuddha, wages, and then our mind stable a little bit. Only after that, they're trying to do meditation for some time. We need it, yeah. But I think loving kindness will do that. This one is it. Object is ourselves. It's very difficult to concentrate. When our object is the others, other beings or other objects, it's very easy, much easier. You focus on a Buddha's image, much easier than your breath. So loving kindness will be like that. So daily life, even though we cannot do mindfulness is very difficult. You can do loving kindness or something like that, right? Okay, see you tomorrow. All of you are survivor, I hope, all right? Yeah, are you survivor?
Not sure.
Not sure, why? Huh? How many days left? Only 1 day, right? 1 day and a half. No, no, okay. Oh, yes, anything can happen. Like a transfer market, right? Anything can happen. Okay, thank you very much.